My name is Percy Hinson. And I've been a professor and researcher at this university for 30 years. And I came as a beneficiary of campaigns such as this. The reason why we at Berkeley look like the world has to do ultimately with the fact that in the 1960s, students at this university decided that this university is not the preserve of the wealthy, it is not the preserve of the powerful, it is not the preserve of the rich, it is not the preserve of men, it is not the preserve of white, powerful, rich men. And the thing about it is that when it was the preserve of these people, the University of California was free. And anyone who was white, rich, powerful, and wealthy came to this university with their C grades to play polo. And they used this university to make themselves into the richest people in the world. And when they became rich, they have, throughout my presence here at the university, they have been figuring out ways and ways and ways to make this university their preserve again. And we have to be courageous, like the 1960s. Because it is the 60s that has produced this group of us here. And Berkeley has changed the world. We have been called upon to change the world over and over again through many battles. And we are going to win this one.
There's a sector within the population, within this university, the student population, that is being highly affected. The budget cuts, the fee increases, the privatization of the university, the compact agreements between the regents, the president, and the state of California that have started since the 90s, have began to shut the gates of this university for blacks, for Chicanos, for Latinos, and for immigrants in this university. And let us remember how it is that we opened these gates in the first place. Remember the Chicano movements in the 70s, remember even the women's movements of the 70s, the indigenous movements in the 70s that made sure that generations after them had these gates open to them and that education was a human right for everyone. They're trying to kick us all out of this university, all low-income students, no students of color. So they have found themselves in a real, real problem. And that problem stems from the fact that we're all beginning to see that the gates are closing for everyone. As they try to privatize the university, as they try to make education not a human right, but a privilege that can only be afforded by the rich. And we will not allow that. Education is a human right, and we will fight to the end. My name is Luis Angel Reyes. Thank you. Venceremos, venceremos, venceremos. We will be victorious.
My name is Catherine Sherwood, and I teach in the art department and in disability studies. I am also a proud member of the Solidarity Alliance, an historic moment at Berkeley that has brought together faculty, lecturers, grad students, undergrads, and all the union representatives around the same table to plan this rally and to fight on. please take that model of the disability rights movement. Take the model of the free speech movement. See what a few Berkeley students can engender. Call for an end of rising fees. Call for an end to emergency powers. And protect the lowest paid workers in our community. Students, lead the fight for public education.
Hi everyone, my name is Isaac Miller. I'm a fourth year undergraduate here at UC Berkeley. What is a public university? Is it our libraries and lecture halls? Our laboratories and theaters? What makes these buildings more than monumental tombstones? Berkeley is the people who learn here, teach here, and work here. Faculty who could teach anywhere in the world but choose to teach at Berkeley. Students who were taught they couldn't come here and fought their way in. Workers working three jobs who struggled for 2 years to gain a living wage and now are being laid off and furloughed back into poverty. The powers that be have made it clear that this is only the beginning of their cuts. This walkout is our time to make it clear that these cuts will be the beginning of our power to be citizens of this university and state. Privatization is like feeding water to quicksand and realizing too late that your house is built on top of it. What will you give up to stand on the other side of the glass, watching the rest of the world cave in? How far can you run before you too are sucked under? War zones from Afghanistan to Richmond, eclipsed by Twitter feeds about Kanye. What will it take for us to see this everyday war? To see working class students locked out. To see middle class students locked out. To see students of color locked out. To ask why our prisons lock in more black and Latino men than our schools are built to teach. As one of my professors said about this walkout, do not think that this does not affect you, or that you do not affect it. Whether or not you choose to act, you are still making a choice. The word crisis means a turning point, a moment where we are forced to make a decision, a state of danger, but all change is dangerous. Now we are forced to choose what that change will endanger, us or the status quo. But students are experts at crisis. Our adrenaline spikes and crashes like the stock market. We live a constant budget crisis, relationship crisis, roommate crisis. My family's far away and in crisis, and I'm here at Berkeley crisis. What am I doing in this major crisis? I write my final paper the night before crisis because my life is in a state of crisis that I had to solve another crisis first. Crisis. So why are we hurting the people who are adept at solving our personal states of emergency? This university is a fractal of potential futures living in the minds and hearts of its students, teachers, and workers. So why isn't the administration talking about solutions? Instead of only trying to amputate the arms that could right them. I never took a class from a regent, but if I did, I bet I could teach them a lot more about this university than they could teach me. So today, we set the due dates. We assert that another university is not only possible, but necessary. We stand side by side with faculty, students, and workers across the state, across the UC, across the CSU, across the community colleges, high schools, middle schools, elementary schools, and preschools. Our problems are connected. Our struggles have the same roots. If a crisis is a moment to choose, then it is time for us to make an educated decision. Our solidarity cannot be cut.